We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know, over the years, you keep hearing people say, oh, you know, the odds of getting to the NHL. You've got to be realistic. It's not going to happen because the odds are so great. The response was always, well, someone makes it every year. Let them chase the dream.
To the net, scores! Oh, what a goal! Dylan Cousins, spectacular!
Where you see yourself when you're older, and Dylan said, I want to be playing in the Western Hockey League when I'm 16, and I'm going to do that by working hard, and then when I'm 20, I want to be in the NHL. And it was neat to see his little handwriting when he was 11 and saying those things, and now actually he's here.
The Buffalo Sabres are pleased to select Dylan Cousins.
History made as Cousins becomes the first player from Yukon territory to be selected in the first round.
I love you.
I love you too.
You know, they want to win right away. I want to be a part of the solution and come here and help.
At the blue line, walks in and shoots. He scores!
Dylan Cousins is first in the National Hockey League, and it is a rocket. And boy, this young man earns every second of the celebration.
It's almost like, you know, this is what I do. The ceiling is very high.
They score!
See, once again, there's that smile.
It was always just a dream, and I always believed that it could happen. I think I realized that I could do this for a long time, and, you know, I wanted to do it for a long time, and I worked as hard as I can to get here, and you know, I'm going to keep working. You know, after today, it's a whole new journey that's getting started.
All right, that is the Buffalo Sabres embedded titled Dylan's Debut, and it's obviously focused around Dylan Cousins and his first season in the NHL, and it will air on the Buffalo Sabres official YouTube channel and Facebook page, and later on sabres.com at 7 p.m. So make sure you check that out. He's been a treat to watch. I mean, he's done some very good things, and you and I at the start of the year, I mean, you know, we're all about the slow playing, the development, which, you know, we don't know what would have happened if the WHL were in full swing and all of that. But I mean, yeah. He goes to the World Juniors. It's a great tournament. Makes his NHL debut. He's been fantastic, to say the least. And
before I comment on Dylan Cousins, I want to, the people, And you probably know this better than I would, Petey, but the people that do that embedded, the people that do that and set this all up and put all the effort and time, it's just incredible.
Oh, the trailer got incredible. You. The trailer got you?
Listen,
Trailer was good. I mean, it's like they could sell, like Medellin brilliant. Was a great trailer in Entourage, and they sold the movie based on that, but the movie was terrible. Yeah. But I believe that the show embedded is always better than the trailer too. And the trailer is fantastic.
Listen, I just, the people behind that put the work in, the do all this, the cut all the video and this and that, everything, they're just fantastic. I just wanted to say that. I don't really know who it is, to be honest with you, but they're whatever they're doing, keep doing it because it's absolutely fantastic. So that being said, Dylan Cousins,
that was JJ Torito's project.
Just was so it know. Really?
Yeah.
Holy,
I like the surprise JJ. In your voice.
Yeah.
He's up his game.
You know what? Fantastic. Whatever. All those guys, all those men and women putting all those hours in to do all that embedded. It's absolutely fantastic. So great job. But talking about Dylan Cousins, I'm going to tell you, oh man, we don't even know. I'm going to tell you this, people that are listening, watching, we do not know what we have. We do not know what we have. We like what we see. We like what we see, but we don't know what we have.
Is it in a good way?
Oh, skating is NHL ready all day long right now. And I'm going to tell you this, he is nowhere near where he's going to be. His shot is excellent. His vision and hockey IQ as a player is excellent. I'm going to tell you this, if you watch him in the way that he plays the game right. He plays a 200-foot game, and he plays it honest. You ask yourself, what's better, Dylan Cousins' offensive abilities or his defensive play? At the age of 20, a kid, he's very good defensively. He's very smart positionally. He understands. Offensively, he's shown great signs of things to come. He's a big kid. You know, he was brought up properly, you know, good family, good core values. We should be absolutely elated with what we have in this young man. And we're going to have him here for a very long time. I'm going to tell you right now, he literally right now on my arm, when I talk about this young man, he gives me goosebumps, because I'm going to tell you, I wish I had an opportunity to play with him. I wish I had an opportunity to play beside this guy and do whatever I could to help him succeed and the team succeed. But
question that I would dare to say, could he be like, I don't want to say this because with the wrong kind of expectation, but I'm thinking
hoping
of
you're going to say in the guy that, that you're thinking of. I'm hoping.
Well, it's the same guy we've talked about for years.
Yeah.
Say it on
fire
three.
Fire me a bullet.
On three. Three, two.
Last name or first name?
Well, we'll do first and last, but we got to pull a little lethal weapon here. Is it 3-2-1 go, or is it 3-2-1 boom? On one, we're saying it.
So 3-2-1 name.
Ready? 3-2-1
Ryan Getzlaf.
I said Ryan Getzlaf.
I like Ryan Getzlaf too, to be honest with you. He's probably better suited, but both of those two guys, I mean, you look at both of the careers of a Ryan Getzlaf and Patrice Bergeron. I look at Patrice Bergeron because I think he's the pinnacle of a two-way player that's played in the last 10 to 15 years. This guy has been a true professional. He has helped the Boston Bruins win a Stanley Cup every year. We talk about him for the Selke. I don't know how many Selkies has he won. You know, I think 6 or 7.
Has he won that many?
Yeah, he's won at least 6 or 7 Selkies, and he's been involved with many others. He's Dylan Cousins has a really bright future, and we here in Buffalo should be very pleased with the character of this young man. Because when I say character, that's what we need. We need more players that play like him, that care like him, that are willing to do anything for the team first. Okay, not individual. Not, hey, if I get more goals, I'm going to have a bigger contract. No, it's about the team. It's about winning. It's about doing the things it takes to win. And he has been probably the brightest star that we have all watched this year. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to see some really great things from Dylan Cousins moving forward.
4 Selkies and a King Clancy, so 5 trophies. So you were right. Okay. He has 5. Okay. 5.
I think when I say
other
7,
than a Stanley Cup, and
when I say 7, I think he was nominated for 7.
Something sounds like, right. You know, maybe, I mean, he got on the cover of the NHL game, did he not? So, I mean, that's an award in itself, too, I think. So,
that's right.
Instigators, Andrew Craig, WGR 550 and MSG. Just, you know, the embedded will air tonight at 7 p.m. On the Sabres, the official Sabres YouTube channel, and then you can catch it on their Facebook and then later on at sabres.com. So make sure you check it out. I look forward to seeing this because I really do enjoy watching Dylan Cousins, but I think I really enjoyed meeting him when he was first drafted. And he did say Patrice Bergeron, if you recall, which
I do.
Which I think
we're on the same page with that.
But I do know here, Jeff just threw in the rundown. If Bergeron wins the Selke this year, it'll be the most Selkies ever. So there's that.
So you said Bergeron currently has how many? Five?
Four.
He has four. So he's tied with Bob Gainey. So who right now would be the lead candidate for the Selke?
I don't know that I can personally make the argument, but someone threw Sidney Crosby's name in there. And I mean, I threw his name in there a few years ago. He was like plus something and he had like 90 points. And I just wonder like, why is he always overlooked? I mean, he's plus nine this year, but there was a year where he had 100 points. He was plus 18. Yeah. You know, but I mean,
I'm not sure that I want to put Sidney Crosby in the Selke Trophy candidate. That's just me. I don't know why, but I just don't see.
Could you put him in the Hart candidate this year for the Hart?
Yes.
I mean, Malkin's missed 21 games.
He's missed a lot.
You know, and the team is still very relevant. And he's
I guess I would ask you, Petey, is, you know, going back to the Selke, would you put Leon Draisaitl in there? Right now, he's second in the league with a plus 27. 23 goals, 66 points, 46 games, plus 27. He plays 22 and a half minutes a night.
Is he killing penalties?
Yes.
How can you not?
Then you have Mark Stone. You have Mark Stone in Vegas. 18 goals, 53 points, plus 26 in 46 games. He's another guy that you have to put in there. And then we talk about our boy, Patrice Bergeron. 18 goals, 41 points, plus 25 in 47 games. I think those three guys right there would have to be two of your top players for the Selke.
I have an issue with the a lot of these awards, Craig. I mean, I really do. Without looking, do you know the exact definition of the Selke? It's awarded to the forward who best excels in the defensive aspects of the game. Why is Patrice Bergeron, because he gets almost a point a game and he's really good defensively? Is that the only reason why?
But he's not. I don't think
he's really the best shutdown guy in the league. Like who's the best player in the league to put on Connor McDavid? I want to know that. That's your Selke Trophy winner.
Okay. I would take, me personally, I would take Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand. How are we not taking Brad Marchand and putting him in the Selke?
I think that's a bigger question.
He is incredible, incredible defensively. He scores more shorthanded goals than anybody in the league. Actually, I might have to look that one up. I take it back.
Well, yeah, but you can spew any stat on here. We're not seeing it.
He's second right now. Brad Marchand is second with three shorthanded goals. Patrice Bergeron has three shorthanded goals. Cam Atkinson from Columbus Blue Jackets has four shorthanded goals.
I thought your boy Barkov was one of your favorites.
He is. I love him.
Is he that?
I think he's absolutely fantastic.
Not a Selke guy, though?
I think that he would certainly be in your top 8 like in the National Hockey League.
Is Bergeron the same as Yuri Lehtinen, who won those Selkies? Like, is he the same as, yeah, like, when I think Selkie, I think of, when I think of a Selkie, I think of a guy like Mike Pekka. Like, that's your prime time Selkie trophy guy. That's a prime time guy for Selkie.
I look at Selkie in the sense that you're up 2-1. There's 46 seconds left. You're taking a draw in your zone. Who are you putting out against the other team's top line? And for me, you're first and foremost, I would be taking Patrice Bergeron with any guy. He's positionally, he's a genius in understanding positions on the ice. He's a genius with understanding when to force, when to take guys time and space away. I mean, he's brilliant. He's been like that for many, many years, but you can't overlook other guys in the league. There are other guys in the league that are fantastic, that do a really nice job defensively. And, you know, it's going to be a tight race. I know that Mark Stone from Vegas Golden Knights has always crept into the Selkie trophy candidate. You know,
and the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, why we're talking about this is because we're talking about Dylan Cousins, the embedded, Sabres embedded airs tonight, yeah, at 7 PM. And, you can catch it on the Sabres YouTube channel, Facebook, sabres.com later on. I'm forgetting another platform somewhere along the line. I can't remember. But basically, you know, we were comparing him to, or he models his game after when he was drafted, he said Patrice Bergeron. And what do you think about when you hear Patrice Bergeron? You think of solid defensive player, Stanley Cup champion. So again, that embedded's 7 p.m. on the Sabres official YouTube channel, Facebook page, and then later on that night at sabres.com. So that's how we got down the conversation of the Selke Trophy. The expansion draft, Craig. John Vogel talking about Ristolainen, Will Borgen. Who would you like to protect in this? I saw his poll, yeah, the other day.
Interesting, right?
I find it fascinating. I know there's a hate machine, and I'm stealing your word here. That's Craig's word. They fire up the hate machine. There's a hate machine on Risto, and it's a bad beat.
What do you mean?
I just feel for some reason.
I don't think there's any hate on Risto. That's for sure. I do believe.
Why then would fans vote to give him away for nothing? And I don't hate Risto. Let me make that clear right now. When I say hate, I don't mean they hate him. I just mean don't want him here anymore. Like, would rather see the Sabres lose him in the expansion draft for free.
Yeah.
And so I'm clearly mistaken because I have significant value on Risto. I don't have free to an expansion draft Risto. But I might value him differently.
Yeah. So the Sabres are in a bit of a tough situation. And John Vogel is the one that kind of talked about this. And, you know, he's asking questions that need to be asked. So when you talk about the forwards, you can protect 7 forwards. Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, Jeff Skinner. And for people that are raising their eyebrows, Jeff Skinner has to be protected because he has a no movement clause. So Jack Eichel, Reinhart, Jeff Skinner, Victor Olofsson, Casey Mittelstadt. These are 5 guaranteed guys that you're going to protect on the forward line. Now you can protect 2 more. You have the likes of Rasmus Asplund, Tage Thompson, Anders Bjork. Are probably what you're going to be looking at. I don't think there's any one of those 3 guys that I just named in Anders Bjork, Tage Thompson, or Rasmus Asplund that I would consider we absolutely cannot lose this guy. Okay. I think you can lose any one of them. And I don't think that we would lose a beat. So there's 2 spots on our forward position that I think you can still juggle and try and make sure that you protect a certain player. On the defense, this is where it gets tricky. You can only protect three defensemen. We all know that Rasmus Dahlin is going to be one of them. Henry Yoki Haru at 22 years of age and, you know, still incredible upside is probably going to be number two. And now you have to choose between a 24-year-old Will Borgen or a 26-year-old Rasmus Ristolainen. Will Borgen makes $800,000. Rasmus Ristolainen makes $5.4 million. I think you can sit there and choose all you want who you want to protect for your last guy, but I think that there will be a trade before we lose one of those guys. There's no question.
All right. Well, we'll pick up this conversation on the other side of the break. You said something there where it was interesting. We have to break early. We went a little long with Rob. Has our tune changed on Tage? We were very high on him at the start of the year. What have we seen? You know, where do we go with him? He's on a 3-year deal. Instigators, more to come. We have some other funny stuff we got to get to. Tom Cruise saved Elizabeth Shue's life. Did you know this?
I did not.
He's a real life superhero. Tom Cruise talk coming up too. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Number 47 for Boston. Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting! 5 minutes each for fighting! 5 minutes each for fighting!
Yeah, the referees stealing the show. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We'll talk about Tage in a minute. We'll talk more about Borgen in a minute. But this is 5 minutes for fighting. And they're still fighting in hockey. Craig used to do it a lot more than I did. But, you know, I had to do it a little bit just because of the way I played. But Craig was just out there looking for fights everywhere, left, right, and center. No, I'm just joking. Just role reversal there. So some scrap. This fight still happened, Riv. Can you believe it? Can you believe it still happens? And now here's what I can't believe. Zdeno Chara last night, at 44 years and 40 days old, is the oldest player in NHL history, which if you had told me this, I never would have believed it, to have a fighting major in a game.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's been fighting a lot more this year.
Yep. Okay, I'm just going to – I want to add something to this. So he Matt Martin from the Islanders, very tough customer. If he is not suspended for this hit, then I'm just completely clueless and don't understand this game anymore. I am absolutely off the chart, and you know the way I am, Petey.
Was he skating too fast for the guy going to get the puck, Craig? Is that the problem? I don't understand.
I am going to be so shocked if Matt Martin is not suspended for this hit on Rafael or whatever from the Washington Capitals. It is a blatant hit from behind. Matt Martin knows exactly what he's doing. This is absolutely a suspendable offense. It would be mind-boggling to me, and I am going to be on Twitter today, and I'm going to be on every network to see what happens with this with Matt Martin.
How many games?
I would say minimum two.
So
if this hit is given by Tom Wilson, and we know the history of Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson's out for 20 games. So, listen, you want to protect players? This is where you protect them. This is an unacceptable hit by Matt Martin. Unacceptable.
Another unacceptable. Go ahead.
Zdeno Chara stepped in at 44 years of age and 40 days and did what he had to do to help and protect his teammate, have Matt Martin understand that that's just not something you're going to do. But this is absolutely something that should be suspendable. So I'll be very, very interested to see what the NHL does with this situation.
I'm just shocked that Chara's the oldest fight in the NHL. I would have bet anything that Gordie Howe picked up at least one major back in when he played for Hartford that year at 51. I really would have.
I mean, dude, like,
no one wants to get beat up by the 51-year-old guy.
People don't play in their 40s. This is a young man's game. Okay. And if you're elite enough, like Patrick Marleau or Joe Thornton or, you know, Zdeno Chara, you can play, you have longevity in the game. But I mean, there's guys that are retiring from the NHL at 30. This is a young man's game. And for to have a player play at age 44, like we all witnessed Jaromír Jágr play forever. But
I think he's still playing in Europe, isn't he?
Well, you listen, I mean, he owns the team.
Yeah.
He is the GM. And he's Reggie Dunlop. He is a player, so he gets to put himself in the power play, and it's actually a pretty good gig for him.
It's not a bad gig. This isn't a bad gig either, but we got to go to break. We got to take a quick break. We have some other scraps to get to. I want to tell everybody about Tom Cruise. I also want to have that conversation about Tage Instigators when we come back. WGR 550 and MSG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shaq, how is your NHL knowledge?
I don't have any.
Can you name three NHL teams?
New Jersey Devils, California Kings, LA Kings.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, don't play.
You can't get the whole state.
LA Kings and the...
Chicago...
Not Bruins. Blackhawks.
Nice. Very proud of Shaq.
How is that possible?
I got to tell you this. I think the California Kings is pretty catchy.
It's a good name. It is a good name. I gave it to him when he said California Kings. I don't know why they didn't give it to him. So that's Shaq. Now that's on TNT, right? So that's this is what they're doing. So you'll see Stanley Cup final and playoffs to TNT and TBS for the first time, rights up to 72 regular season games and Winter Classic each season, live streaming simulcast rights for HBO Max, expansive digital and highlight rights for Bleacher Report. And then there's a tweet here from, I don't know what it is, who it's from, but says Jeff Zucker of Turner Sports says network's approach to its NBA studio show will carry over to its NHL shows, so fun will be allowed. What a concept. Thank you. Thank you. Enough with the stale. Like you see what Shaq and all those guys do. They just have fun. They screw around. They joke around. It's not so like everything's a fact. It was this many points and this percentage because if we're wrong, we got to cut it and then redo it. Oh man. I got to tell you, it's become painful to watch sometimes. But one more thing, Riv, I got to mention to you. Wayne tweets to us. Did you want to correct Wayne yourself? You said Bob Gainey is tied with Bergeron, or Bergeron is tied with Bob Gainey for most Selke trophies. And Wayne tweeted in, Guy Carboneau, shame on you, Mr. Rive.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add?
No, Guy Carboneau is the leader at four, is he not? Is
no,
that where we're getting at?
Bob Gainey is.
Bob Gainey, sorry. Yeah. Bob Gainey has four Selke trophies. Patrice Bergeron has 4 Selke trophies, and Guy Carboneau has how many? 3?
Yes, Carboneau has 3.
Yeah, 3. So I don't know where
Wainer's getting my boy, his numbers.
Yeah, Wainer. Come on, Wainer.
All right, so quickly, we got a few minutes here before we got a break, and I want to tell everybody about this Tom Cruise. I'm a big Tom Cruise fan. I like big Tom.
Well, you
Tom
look
Cruise.
Like him. You had your surgery to look like him.
You see, that's amazing. I look nothing like Tom Cruise, although my whole life, every time I would go somewhere with my brother, everywhere, everyone always said, girls would always say, oh, my God, you look like Tom Cruise, and I was the mutt brother. I was always the mutt brother. Jeff was the Tom Cruise lookalike.
Man, so. You're scarred, eh? Your brother must have been a super stud.
You have no idea. Like, Dan Dunleavy has no idea what it's like to live up to a legend, because he has to follow in RJ, and I get it, and I had to follow in Razor. But being Jeff's brother was, I feel like Brent Gretzky. Or the other Gretzky. Or I feel like the 5th and 6th Stahl brother. You know what I mean? And I'm only the second child of 2. You know what I mean? Like, I never... Relevance was something I fought for in my life, in my household. Oh, my God. Yeah. So I just decided to make it to the NHL and, you know, prove everybody wrong that I could be special too.
I could for you, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man. No, I'm not scarred. It's great. It's all great. Jeff still reminds me how much better he is or was than I was at everything. Tage Thompson, quickly, is he, how's he doing, Riv? I mean, through, like, you know, we're watching players that are going to be in the future, and you brought up a point. You said, Tage, if you lost him in the expansion draft or Bjork or Asplund, it's not going to kill your lineup either way.
Yes. For me, we have to protect 7. 7 forwards. I've already spoke about the 7. Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, Jeff Skinner, Olofsson, Casey Mittelstadt. For me, I have Tage Thompson. I have Tage Thompson in my 7 already. And now you're picking between Anders Bjork, Rasmus Asplund. For me, I wouldn't protect either one of them. I'd be looking to make a trade to somehow solidify, you know, I don't know if you move Risto this year. So you don't want to lose Risto just for the sake of losing him. We also have a position in goal where right now the goaltender that we're protecting this year is Tokarski. So you might want to think about maybe trying to, make a trade to acquire your second goaltender and solidify that position. But I wouldn't want to lose Risto for nothing, or Will Borgen or whatever. I wouldn't want to lose one of those guys. I'd be looking to make a trade to acquire another forward that I feel is a bigger asset than an Asplund or an Anders Bjork. That's just the way I see things.
Okay. So it wasn't okay. I get what you were saying. Thank you for clarifying. Let me clarify this. During the month of April, each donor will receive a Buffalo Sabres long sleeve shirt. If you donate to Save a Life at connectlife.org, and you can call 716-529-4270 to make an appointment, and donate some blood to Save a Life during the month of April. And it ends at the end of the month, obviously not much more time. So go to connectlife.org or connectlifegiveblood.org, or you can call the numbers on the screen, 716-529-4270, to make an appointment. Every drop of blood is crucial. We'll be right back. Final segment of the Instigator. So what do Tom Cruise and a felony offense have to do in common? Well, I'll tell you what that means on the other side of the break. The two don't go hand in hand, though, but stick around.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Craig, Karen McBride, ring a bell? The name Karen McBride, ring a bell to you? Instigators.
She's a singer?
WGR 550 and MSG. Sabres tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, by the way, on MSG and WGR 550. What's that?
Is she a singer? McBride?
No, Christine McBride was a singer in Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
But that's not her.
Okay.
No. She's a wanted felon for not returning a VHS tape, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, to a Norman, Oklahoma store 21 years ago. Online documents show McBride was charged with felony embezzlement of rented property in March 2000, but she didn't know about the charges until recently when she tried to change her name on her license after getting married in Texas. The first thing she told me was felony embezzlement. So I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And I guess what happened was she was in a relationship. She had a boyfriend who had young girls, and he rented the video and never took it back. So she's wanted for not returning a VHS.
Okay. So hold on here. You have a woman at age 21.
No. 21 years ago. 21 years. Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mrs. McBride is older than we are.
She rented a videotape 21 years ago. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Correct.
Did not return it. And now did she get charged? What do you mean?
I think the charges were, I don't think they were upheld. I think they were dropped.
I ain't gonna tell you. I feel kind of like in my gut right now that probably happened to me.
You might have a movie that you didn't return?
Yeah, absolutely.
You were just embarrassed to return it to the section of the movie theater or the movie store that it was supposed to go.
You know it.
Speaking of movies, so I told you Tom Cruise saved Elizabeth Shue's life. So back in the 80s when they were filming Cocktail, okay, Tom saw where, so there's here are details. So I guess there was a helicopter and Tom saw where Elizabeth was going. Tom is a pilot, rated in both airplanes and helicopters, and instantly saw the danger. He lunged after her, but only was able to grab her legs, tackling her to the ground. He rolled her over, dragged her at the same time. I mean, this sounds like an action movie. And you could see the momentary anger on her face while she was yelling, "Why did you do that?" This is Elizabeth Shue, by the way, who I think everybody had a crush on. But by that time, he was pointing at the tall rotor, which is now a couple feet away, screaming at her that she had almost died. At that point, she turned white and he pulled her back towards the front of the helicopter and they walked away. All of us in the helicopter were quite shaken up by the close call, but there was nothing to be said. Tom had in an instant truly saved her life. That was the birth of Ethan Hunt, I'm sure. What would have happened? Like, could you imagine if something happened like that to Elizabeth Shue? How many hearts would have been broken? Do you even know who she is?
I don't.
Come on, Craig. What the hell are we doing here? The girl from Cocktail. She's in Karate Kid. Curly hair.
Which Karate Kid?
The only one that matters. Part one with Ralph Macchio and Mr. Miyagi. Was there another Karate Kid? Other than part two.
I don't know. I don't go back that far. I'm in today. I'm going Cobra Kai right now. That's all I'm thinking about with Karate Kid.
Oh my good God. And what else was she in? She was in
I'm gonna have to look her up. Now you're bugging me.
Look her up. You know what she was in? She was in The Saint. One of my favorite movies. I don't know if you ever saw The Saint with Val Kilmer. You're not really buying all this cold fusion jumbo, are you? Yeah. Man, we're really striking out here, Riv, you and me, eh? Man. Okay. You all hockey? You're all hockey all the time, eh? Like,
oh, Happy Gilmore?
No.
Elizabeth Shue. I'm looking at her right now. She's like, she was in Happy Gilmore, was she not?
No, she was not in Happy Gilmore. Elizabeth Shue. Look up Cocktail, Craig. Yeah, but I don't think that might be her, but she's not the girl from Happy Gilmore. That's a completely different actress, I think.
No, this girl's from Happy Gilmore. 100%.
Interesting.
Is that the Well, I don't know where you're going with this.
Just trying to have a little fun here at the end of the show, Rev. I thought maybe you're thinking Tom Cruise saved somebody's life. You know, man, I got to tell you, is there anything outside of hockey that you like to talk about?
No.
I agree with you. I think you are all hockey all the time.
Listen.
From noon to 3, One Bills Live is all football. That's all I can tell you. Well, Craig Revere, ladies and gentlemen, is dialed right into hockey. That's about it. I tried to bring a little bit of something, Riff, but you didn't bite. Instigators, we're back tomorrow. I might have a huge announcement for everybody tomorrow, so you might want to hear that one. Elliot back tomorrow at 11. Have fun.